So, the final thing that I'd like to mention as we move beyond and move into other ways of developing rapport on an individual level is the idea of reputation and credibility and character. You see, in traditional NLP, and I've taught NLP for the largest NLP training companies in the world, the largest hypnosis schools in the world, I've taught for them. And the fact is I had some challenges with some of the ways that traditional NLP was taught. And I think there's just differences in philosophy. You see, a lot of people just use rapport when they need it or when they want something. And the problem with that is if you're only using rapport when you need or want something, that's going to damage your reputation and your credibility and the way that people look upon you. And the fact is that your reputation precedes you. So I think that rapport should be used only as a means of creating synergistic relationships for win-win outcomes. You know, it was once said that if you help enough people get what they want in life, you'll certainly get what you want. And that's my philosophy. That's the underlying philosophy of all the trainings that I teach, is to create synergistic relationships. And I really believe that rapport gives us the potential of creating long-lasting synergistic relationships, but can also be misused. It's a tool, just like anything else. A scalpel can be used to heal or to hurt. And the fact is that I choose to use it to heal. I do place emphasis, more than most NLP trainers, on ethics and how you utilize the technologies. I do place emphasis on that, and anybody that I train, and I want to make sure that they're out there using the technologies in a way which is ethical. So I will not certify anybody that used them in an unethical way. And in fact, when you're using things in an unethical way, it's going to come around and bite you anyway. Eventually, you will not succeed because of it. So the best thing that you could do is use them in an ethical way for the benefit of all involved. Utilize the scalpel, but utilize it to heal. So go out there and create win-win synergistic relationships. And when you do that, your reputation will always be well polished. And as a result, you won't be working an uphill battle to mend old fences. So when you've got a great reputation for creating win-win and synergistic relationships, that's going to precede you. And as a result, you may find that the results that you want to produce are being produced even before you begin working on them because your reputation has already begun working on them. So that's all I'll say about that for right now.